Chapter 3 Moat House Castle. Richard and John rode through the dark forest of Tunstall, where the tall trees moved in the wind. They stopped when they found a big, burnt house.
"This house looks like Grimstone," said Richard.
"Grimstone?"
asked John.
"What's that?"
"It was Ellis Duckworth's house until Bennett Hatch burnt it down 5 years ago. It was a very beautiful house before the fire."
Behind the house, they saw some men sitting around a fire. They were wearing old, dark clothes, and each man had a bow and arrow. They were eating and talking like old friends, and some were laughing. Suddenly, a man up a tall tree cried,
"I see 7 of Sir Daniel's men coming here."
"Is Sir Daniel with them?"
asked a handsome man.
"No, I can't see him,"
answered the man on the tall tree.
"Let's attack them,"
cried the handsome man.
"Go to your places, quickly."
"I must go and tell Sir Daniel's men about the attack,"
said Richard to John.
"But why?"
asked John, surprised.
"They're looking for me. You promised to take me to Holywood. You can't leave me now."
"You're right, John," said Richard. "I'll take you to Holywood."
Richard remembered his promise. The men in the forest took their bows and arrows and ran to their places. They started attacking Sir Daniel's men. When the attack was over, one of the men in the forest saw Richard and wanted to kill him.
"No, don't,"
cried the handsome man. It was Ellis Duckworth, the leader of the Band of the Black Arrow.
"This boy is Harry's son. We mustn't hurt him. Bring him to me immediately. I want to talk to him."
Richard heard him and said,
"Oh no, let's run away from here, John. Quickly."
The two boys ran to the top of a hill and two men followed them. John was tired, but he continued running. They soon reached another forest, and Richard said,
"No one is following us now. We're safe."
"I can't walk or run any more,"
said John.
"I'm very tired."
"Tired?"
said Richard.
"What kind of a boy are you?"
John looked at him and started crying.
"Oh, please don't cry,"
said Richard, smiling.
"Look, there's a river. Let's go and drink some cold water."
Later, when it was dark, they fell asleep under a tree. The next morning, they woke up and were hungry, but they had nothing to eat. Suddenly, they heard a noise coming from the forest. They saw a friar walking towards them. His head was covered with a big hood. He stopped near them and took off his hood.
"Sir Daniel!"
cried Richard.
"This is a surprise. What are you doing here? And why are you dressed like a friar?"
"Richard,"
said Sir Daniel,
"we lost the battle against York. It was a terrible battle, and most of my men were killed. I am wearing friar's clothes so I can escape. Now I'm going home to Moat House Castle."
Sir Daniel gave them both some bread and cheese. Richard and John ate quickly because they were very hungry.
"I'm surprised to see you two boys together,"
said Sir Daniel.
"But now you're both coming with me. Do you understand?"
"Very well, Sir Daniel,"
said Richard.
"Yes, sir,"
said John quietly. Richard and John followed Sir Daniel, and they soon arrived at the castle. Before going in, John said,
"Well, Richard, now we must say goodbye."
"But why?"
said Richard.
"We're both going to Moat House Castle. We're good friends, and we can see each other all the time."
"You won't see me any more,"
said John sadly.
"And I can't explain why. I must do what Sir Daniel says. But remember, Richard, be careful of Sir Daniel."
Richard did not like this mystery and wanted to know more.
"Goodbye, my young friend."
said Richard sadly. Moat House Castle was a stone castle with a drawbridge, a moat, and four tall towers. There were now only 22 men in the castle, because a lot of them were killed during the last battle against York. These men were afraid of the band of the Black Arrow, because the band lived in the forest near the castle. Richard went to his bedroom and closed the door. It was a big, cold room near the top of the castle. He did not have many things inside, just a large bed, a table, and chair. Richard liked the room because it was somewhere he could stay on his own and think. Now he went to sit on the bed so he could think about all the recent events.
What's happening at Moat House Castle?
He thought.
Why can't I see my friend John Matcham anymore? Why is everyone telling me to be careful of Sir Daniel? Who is Joanna Sedley? How can I marry her if I don't know her?
Richard was very confused and looked out of the small window in his room. He could see the big forest, and he started thinking about the letter from John of the Greenwood.
The letter says Sir Oliver killed my father,
he thought.
But Sir Daniel says the letter is not true. He says Ellis Duckworth killed him. Did Ellis Duckworth really kill him? I don't believe Sir Daniel, because I think he's hiding something from me. But what? I want to know the truth. I must know the truth. And only Sir Daniel can answer my questions.